Democrats are leading in the polls in New York's statewide races for governor, attorney general, and state controller. The most heated contests this election day are in the state Senate, where Democrats are trying to win enough seats to take control of the chamber away from Republicans. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The GOP has controlled the state Senate for decades, with a few brief interludes, including in 2009 and 2010 when the Democrats ruled the chamber. This year, with an unpopular Republican president and the retirement of veteran GOP senators, Democrats believe they have the best chance in a decade of winning enough seats to hold a clear majority. Governor Andrew Cuomo predicts Democrats will pick up seats as more New Yorkers reject President Donald Trump's actions.
And his policies are an affront to all New Yorkers, Democratic, Republican, all across the board. And that's what November is going to be about.
Cuomo, who did not actively campaign for Democratic candidates for the Senate in past elections, has been more active this year, speaking at rallies and providing $2 million from his own campaign account and from the state Democratic Party funds to Democratic Senate candidates. Cuomo's running mate, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, presides over the state Senate as part of her duties. She can cast a tie-breaking vote on procedural matters. Hochul says if she's reelected and the Democrats win the Senate, she'll help pass a bill to codify into New York laws the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade. She says Democrats are also seeking laws to allow the police to take away the guns of domestic abusers and schools to remove guns from the homes of troubled students.
But basically trying to fix issues that should never have been stopped in the first place by the Republicans, something as basic as codifying Roe v. Wade, or ensuring that domestic abusers don't have guns in their household, or that young students that are identified as being a risk don't have access to guns. We also have more to do with respect to voting reform.
Hochul says New York should adopt practices common in other states, like mail-in voting and expanded voting days. She predicts Democrats could pick up as many as 5 seats on Tuesday. Republicans, who currently hold the minimum 32 seats required for the majority with the help of one breakaway Democrat, are far from giving up, though. In recent days, Senate leader John Flanagan has held press conferences in Long Island, traditionally a Senate GOP stronghold, telling voters what they stand to lose if the Democrats take over. Flanagan says the push by some Democrats to enact a single-payer health care plan in New York would cost over $100 billion and result in hospital closures, something proponents deny.
The single payer is the taxpayer. That's it. Because whether it's county, state, local, or federal, bottom line is it's coming out of the taxpayers' pockets.
The Senate leader warns that the quality of life for many New Yorkers outside of New York City would diminish or even disappear under the Democrats' proposals, which include public taxpayer-financed political campaigns, state-sponsored heroin injection sites, and income tax surcharges on the upper middle class and the wealthy.
The Democrats' plan, it would bankrupt Long Island, it would bankrupt the state of New York.
As much as $10 million will be spent on the Senate campaigns this year, according to reports from the New York State Board of Elections. In addition to money from the traditional party campaign committees, unions and independent political action committees are also investing in the races. Despite all the activity, many upstate Senate districts are reliably Republican, and Democrats solidly hold several New York City seats. Just 5 seats out of 63 are really considered to be in play. 3 are on Long Island, and 2 upstate veteran GOP senators are retiring. Democrats and Republicans running for those seats are in very close contests. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.